Virginia's HIV and hepatitis C epidemic is closely linked to the opioid crisis, as people tend to share needles. But why look to Saskatchewan in Canada for answers? Here's Kathleen McManus, assistant professor at UVA in infectious diseases and one of the organizers of this conference.
Dr. Dillingham and I went to Saskatchewan 2 years ago, and we were just really impressed with our colleagues there, with the work that they had achieved. And then it was really after that visit that we thought the work that they do here in Saskatchewan is so special, and we want to be able to share this with our community.
The clinics she is referring to are that of Big River and Attakapoosh. Professionals from these two health centers came to talk about their experience in dealing with epidemics related to substance abuse. Dr. Stuart Skinner says Saskatchewan has had the highest rate of HIV in Canada for the past 10 years, and it especially affects First Nation reserves. His answer?
The most important thing is meeting people where they're at. My approach is to make care as accessible as we can, especially for the most vulnerable population who struggle with transportation, poverty. To try and get to a tertiary care center or a city for health care is often difficult and intimidating. Canadians or Americans both should look at that model. And obviously for what I do in a rural province with lots of distance, we need to look at novel ways to reach out to them and ensure that they get the same opportunities to access health services and treatment as everyone else.
That is the key idea, community outreach. Dr. Skinner got involved early with the Know Your Status program developed by the Big River Health Center. Federal nurse Leslie Ann Ironstone-Smith has been nursing there for 18 years.
So our program does not create dependency. It creates ownership. This is your addiction. This is your HIV. This is your Hep C. We're going to walk with you on this journey, but it's yours. You're going to tell me what you want to do for your journey. Do you want to engage in care right now? Do you want to wait? Our first positive client we tested had 23 contacts. 19 of those contacts were positive for HIV. So we knew we were having an issue because they're sharing needles. And this was from a sharing episode of one night. Social networking and peeling through the layers of a client's addiction is huge to get that bigger population. And that comes with trust and respect.
Could Virginia apply this program with a radically different American healthcare insurance system as opposed to that in Canada?
Certainly, universal health coverage takes barriers away, and having accessible care where cost isn't an issue.
Partnerships are huge in every aspect, from your clients to your higher level of people, and I can't stress that enough. And another thing is advocating for our clients, advocating for better services.
That's Nurse Noreen Reed from the Attakapoosh Health Center, located about 10 miles away from Big River. Their first step was to put in place a needle exchange program to give clean needles to people with addiction in exchange of their used ones.
Even still to this day, there's a lot of questions around it from community members, but it's a matter of educating. They even went and did a puppet show to talk about needle safety. So it was a community-wide education process and then showing the benefits.
And the benefits are real. According to a systematic review of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, these programs have reduced HIV prevalence in New York from 50 to 17% and from 80 to 59% for hepatitis C. In Virginia, following the declaration of public health emergency, a new law legalizing these programs went into effect on July 1st, although none has been started yet. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.